Make sure you guys listen to the show. Shout out to everybody listening to the show on Radio Public. We really appreciate that. It helps support the show. And make sure you use the SeatGeek app and the code Dead End. SeatGeek. Dead End is the code you put in.
You got Ken and BZ, Sophie and Mike, fee for a ride. The people want to know, is the mic still on? I'm saying.
Welcome to another episode of the Is the Mic Still On podcast. Joining us this week, we have a special guest, Dom.
How you doing? I'm good. Very nice to be here. It's me, Dom.
Oh, my God.
Wait, should I say something else? Oh, yeah, it's me, Dom. Dominic Rabrun. From DSC, shout out to all the valets out there.
And
I don't talk in groups a lot. Usually, I'm by myself in my bedroom. Yeah. Can you tell? Yeah, okay,
okay. And Israel, or is it Lukey Cage? Which one?
It doesn't matter. Is much better.
Is.
It's really easy to remember because it's two letters.
IZ, right? Yeah, there's a lot of people that probably go IS.
They might go IS. Yeah. How am I Google is? IS?
Oh, that would have been me.
So real quick, how can people find you?
Lukey Cage on everything. SoundCloud and everything. Luke with a Y, because okay. I'm mad skinny, and
like
Cage.
With the,
like yeah. Lucky, but Lukey. You know what I mean? Boom.
Okay. Yeah.
There you go. Lucky with no
yeah.
C.
Yeah. There we go. So I want to start out with, and I don't know if you guys wanted to do this, but I saw Sorry to Bother You. Did you guys want to start with that?
I had a horrible week this past week. I didn't get a chance. No, I didn't.
Okay,
hold on.
Still, no. Still,
no, because you can't talk about it without spoilers. That's pointless.
Nah, yeah.
Okay.
So
damn. Let Nas down, B.
I know sure I did. Then, shit, he let me down first. So pay back the bitch. Pay back the bitch. How about that? Dropping a half-ass album.
I actually have a question. So this might potentially be a very, 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 very stupid question. But did Nas drop an album?
Yeah.
Yes, right?
What else do we have to talk about?
No. This is a very serious question.
It's going somewhere.
No. Because I saw... Great. That's what I thought, right? Around the same time that Everything Is Love came out, right? Okay. Well, then I'm confused because I saw somebody say that he was coming out with another album.
Yeah, because the other album, that Kanye bullshit, wasn't his real album, I don't think. Yeah.
So it's like sure a whole new album. Thing of material and just
I think he
different.
Has another album already recorded.
Yes.
And then he just did that Kanye shit because Kanye asked him.
And he's going to drop it in such close proximity?
He needs to.
Yeah.
He needs to he bad.
It was because it was that bad.
Yeah.
It was bad.
Shit.
I don't even think he promoted it.
Like he sure didn't. Himself. He didn't even tweet it.
Damn, you know
he
what?
Didn't.
No, he didn't.
Really didn't.
He didn't say nothing about the album. Like, yo, make sure y'all check, get my new.
There was no like music video or nothing. Any type of nothing.
Well, to be fair, none of them had music videos.
Yeah.
Okay.
But no.
Interesting.
The promotion.
That's the reason why I asked. I mean, it's not that I, because I was like, didn't he not just come out with an album? And people were laughing at me, and I was like, but.
He did.
He did tweet it?
He pinned it to Pardon the Delay Nasir album.
Once.
But that was it. That was when he was on his way to the
on the 15th.
That's when he was trying to upload it. Everyone was giving him shit because it wasn't uploaded yet, I think, right?
Ah, okay.
I think
he did have that big listener party in Queensbridge.
But I don't even think he tweeted the link to that.
That's what I'm saying. Did he? I watched it, yeah.
But then, like, after that...
No, he was there.
Lost Professor was looking confused in the corner, with his arms folded.
Yeah, he was.
Because he knew it was some bullshit. That's why. Yeah.
Talking about Lost Professor.
He showed up and got really drunk. He got really, really drunk because he was just like, God damn it. This is just, what am I doing? This is Nostradamus all over again.
Was he drinking Henny?
Nah,
he did some promo. He did some more promo.
That's interesting. I just thought that would be a bad look to drop. I haven't listened to it, obviously.
No, it'd be a good look for Nas right now.
Oh, okay.
Especially if this album is like leaps and bounds better than...
So fans are like looking forward to this then?
Well, there's people that like it. Some of us ain't looking for that joint.
What's the new album?
Nah, because shoot, man, like he ain't dropped no good album in like 15 years.
Oh, okay.
So it's
Do you think he should give up at this point? He's done?
Not really, because it's like a hate and love situation. You want him to have something good, but it's been so bad for so long. You like, you go into it, think it's going to suck anyway. And then like, hopefully it'll be okay.
Did you like Untitled?
No.
What?
It felt like a song.
Hey, Con, turn his mic off, please.
It felt like a whole bunch of songs thrown all over the place. It didn't sound cohesive whatsoever.
Nah. Untitled was one of his best albums.
Yeah. No.
Spicy. Yes. Like,
lyrically, it was dope, but it sound was all out of place and stuff.
Nah, man, that shit is great.
That's like his top three, top four.
Easily.
Fried Chicken was the best song.
Man, yeah, Roaches, all of every song on that album. You know a song called Roaches? Yeah. Mm. But it's dope.
You know, this is why I don't listen to it.
But the concept, though.
Yeah, how you just going to hear the title and be like, I'm not going to listen to it.
Roaches, though?
It's not even about real roaches. You think he really wrote a song about cockroaches walking around?
Look, I don't know. Oh, he's talking about the little things that you smoke?
No, just forget it. What else is on your little
Right.
What else is on your little I don't know.
I don't smoke either.
That's not like the little thing that you call at the end?
Ask him.
That's a you smoke.
Why you acting me? That's fucking like you smoke.
He's still on top of you. He's still on top of you. You see that shit?
You see that shit? Just you know what I'm talking
So if it's not about cockroaches or the little ones that you smoke at the end,
listen
what
to the song. It's only like a 2 minute song, I think. Yeah, it's like the shortest song on the whole album.
Yeah. I mean, or you could just tell me now.
I feel like it.
Go on, Jimmy.
Does he address the Khalees thing? In-
no.
No.
I'll admit it.
He says like,
oh my God,
I did it.
Part two. 19 minutes.
Oh my God.
I can't read either. I'm sorry.
About whooping Khalees' ass. That'd be great.
All the details.
They're just allegations. Allegations.
Mm-hmm. Of course, they're always allegations until they're real.
He's just like a lawyer in the corner. Actually, please do not speak on that. Someone should have told R. Kelly, like, don't talk about that.
Does he have anybody in his corner?
No, R. Kelly was you can't smart. Tell R. Kelly shit.
You really can't.
Yeah. See? Wait, why?
Yeah.
Because first of all, you give people that are defending you like ammunition to defend you, right? You know, he was abused. You know, he was
by saying you can't read.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Who's you know, that people that cake Kelly. For you don't need much. They don't need much. That's how Trump's managed to get by so long.
Oh
it's the Trump. Like damn. Strategy.
R. Kelly
I actually Trump. Love R. Kelly. He's a great guy. Community. Great
he
album.
He did that. He was beautiful. Like, yo, I'm just going to go Kanye. Ahead and deny everything. Say everything is false. And you guys are just fucking with me. And I'm just going through shit. And it's just allegations. And I didn't do it. And it's made up and all this other stuff. And then that's
let
it.
Let me play the victim. Let me play the victim.
I'm
and stuff
victim.
Like that.
That's
yeah.
smart. I was a victim.
Yeah.
Yeah. He said, you know, I was going through
like the game messed me up, man. Shit. You know, I can't read, man. How am I supposed to manage out here and I can't read?
Dyslexia. My shit all fucked up. I ain't know what was going on.
And then R. Kelly fans ate that up. Like, see?
Yeah.
Y'all better stand behind Robert. They call him Robert because they feel like they feel like that connection. Yeah, they feel like they're friends. Robert, especially from Chicago. Oh, you better leave Robert alone.
Is that where he's from?
Yeah,
he's from Chicago.
Yep. I didn't know that. Oh, yeah, he's from, I don't know why for the long time I thought he was from here.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
For the longest time I thought he was from Atlanta.
He just seemed like an Atlanta.
He does seem like an Atlanta, like just nasty. I hang out at QT.
Woodruff Park.
Yeah.
Doing push ups on the low fucking park.
Yeah.
I'm doing pull ups on the low.
Yes, before he got discovered.
Well, just doing push-ups.
Oh my God. And then, you know, all them Georgia State people be down there and all them freshmen and shit. Mm. Oh,
you know,
perfect place. Playing them big ass checkers and shit.
Girl, who bought you them books? I can buy you some books.
Mm. Did you say big ass checker?
big ass pieces. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? In the park?
Yeah.
You know, them homeless people be out there congregating and shit.
Yeah, yep.
Anyway. Probably smell like piss.
Way to go, R. Kelly.
All right, well.
Good job, bro.
Good job, bro.
There was an article on Forbes that I found hilarious. The title was Nicki Minaj's Queen Rollout Reeks of Desperation and Hypocrisy. So it has just been announced that Nicki Minaj has decided to take Tekashi 6ix9ine on tour with her in Future. A lot of her fans are giving her a lot of backlash.
Her barbs?
Yeah. Her
why?
Beloved barbs.
Pedophiles.
Yeah, because of the pedophile charge, and they were like, oh, well, this isn't the first time she's, I don't know, a person of brother caught up in some pedophile shit or whatever.
Kitty section.
Yeah.
He was what?
Playing in the kitty section.
Oh, was he really?
Yeah.
He was
right?
convicted, wasn't
yeah.
he?
Yeah.
So, okay. Mm-hmm. It's not an allegation with this guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I think it's just like this whole thing, and I touched on it last podcast about how, like, I think that Nicki Minaj has morphed into this, like, Chun-Li alter ego in a sense of, oh, well, when people don't like me, I'm just going to be Chun-Li. I'm the bad guy. They don't like me. So her image is like.
Chun-Li a bad guy?
But Chun-Li was a good guy.
She isn't a bad guy. But the way that she portrayed the character role of the song and stuff like that, because she said in her song, called me the bad guy, Chun-Li, and everybody was confused. Yeah, like we just didn't really know. Like it was just weird.
Nerd culture,
yeah, it was weird. Yeah. But yeah, I don't
shit
know.
About Street Fighter 2.
Yeah, I think she kind of just like aligns herself with this whole, oh, everybody, one person says, she doesn't know how to take criticism. And you can, it's very apparent. So she just kind of, you know, aligns herself with like, oh, well, somebody said one bad thing about me and now everybody doesn't like me. And so, you know what I'm going to do? There's this other rapper that people don't like and I'm just going to team up with him. And it's just weird.
It's kind of Trumpish a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like everyone hates me.
So now I'm going to align myself with other people that people hate.
Kind of.
It's weird as fuck.
It's a smart move. What else is she going to do?
I mean,
it's not make some good music, perhaps. That's
exactly. That would be the.
Woo, got her. There you go, Nikki.
Yeah, but basically, in the article, they were just saying that there are so many other female rappers out right now. And, you know, obviously when Cardi had her rise last year and like had an amazing year and stuff like that, it kind of, you know, debunked her a little bit. And, you know, obviously she was shook and people were trying to deny saying that she was, you know, you don't have anything to worry about, whatever. But Cardi has two number ones and she doesn't have any. And to some people, that's, you know, they see value in that type of success.
That's what I've been saying.
So,
Cardi B, man, she threatened.
But then there's a lot of other people as well. You know, like, I feel like if Megan Thee Stallion goes, like, all the way mainstream, Megan Thee Stallion, look her up. Tina Snow, she has a new album out. Just look her up.
How about Azalea Banks? Is she
a contender?
My girl, Azalea.
Azalea Banks is her own demise. Oh,
which Azalea Banks will show up?
Huh?
Which Azalea Banks will show up?
Which one? Yeah. How many do we have? How many is it?
Probably eight of them.
Oh, what?
Damn.
Damn, I counted three.
She's like, have you seen Squid?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
What happened to Monday? What happened to Monday?
Is that two?
Yeah. Like that. And she going to kill all the ones?
And there's another one in the apartment building.
There's so many versions of her. That's the thing. And the thing is like,
the bleach and Azalea Banks.
We always do this.
You
always
do
this. No.
For a minute.
Huh?
Wait, she was bleaching for a minute. Azalea Banks was bleaching.
I don't think so.
Then she was on Final Call.
But how she
then she said, yeah, then she said she only dates white guys. I'm like, yo, what's going on with her?
There's something about her that's so intriguing. I mean, I like her. I don't know why.
Like, Action Bronson for being white, then you on Final Call, and he said, only date white guys with blue eyes.
That's why I like her.
Why?
She's a walking contradiction. She's tight.
So you like iron?
How you do that?
I was just
I like mayo sauce. Oh, you like pizza? Like,
what?
No,
you
I
said
don't.
Walking contradiction.
Yeah, but Kanye says shit that like I don't think anybody takes Azalea Banks that seriously. When she goes on TV saying she only dates white dudes,
right?
Or I sacrifice chickens. Like I don't think anybody
but that doesn't
like,
make sense, Mike. Because
that.
How
does that not make sense?
Yeah, no, because
there was blood on the floor, right? Right?
Yes. As a Haitian, I mean, I know when dark magic is being used. I sensed it through the screen. Right? I was like, oh, there's wizardry going on right here. I know.
No, but yeah, how is it that, you know, you're all about, oh, you know, like, let's not do the colorism thing and you're crying on stage and shit on fucking Wildin' Out or whatever about colorism. But then at the same time, you're in the mentions of a dark skinned girl calling her a roach and how she needs to go back into the field and shit. And she's a field nigger. Like, what are you talking about? She contradicts herself in problematic ways, and you can't deny that.
Wait. Can we rewind back to what I said? What did I say that she was?
Walking contradiction.
So what am I denying?
The fact that I compared her to Kanye, and you said I was at the same
thing. No, you said, so you like Kanye. And I'm like, no, I don't like Kanye.
But they're both walking contradictions. That was my point.
So is Donald Trump. I don't like him either.
So what's the difference?
I'm not saying I only like her because she's a walking contradiction. She's entertaining to me. Kanye to me is not entertaining. And I've never once defended any of the problematic shit that Azalea Banks has said. Mm. So you're kind of being a Twitter commenter right now.
Okay.
You're like taking half of something that I'm saying kind of sarcastically, and you're trying to make it to where I'm like, oh, you're defending.
No, I was just checking.
Kanye.
No, I was just checking to make sure.
You had to ask me that though?
Sure did.
Really?
Sure did.
So you're the, I guess she was
Look,
the only
no,
one in the whole
you like
room
her
confused.
A lot. I know that you like her a lot. So I
want to hang out when it gets like, it's a joke.
Yeah.
But like, come on. You can't really.
I don't know. We have to clear it up.
I don't think we did.
Well, I guess I did. I did for me. Yeah.
I don't think anybody really thinks that I really.
So
think
like to
that,
the lowest key, you know she's trash.
Of course.
Oh, okay, great.
Wait, hold on, time out. Didn't we do a video on her?
Yes.
And I was saying that she's a garbage person?
Yeah. Yes, you did.
It's like you just ruined everything, Sophie.
Sorry.
It was a great running joke. Sorry. Thank you. It's like she's the one.
The joke was too strong. I wasn't aware.
Wait a minute, Kevin. No, there's no way that an ostrich was really running after you looking at you like that. That ostrich, no, he didn't do that. Like, you're that person. You just ruined an entire thing.
I just wanted to make sure. But I know that Kevin Hart shit wouldn't be real because he can't run fast enough. He's too short.
Yeah, because he has a little bitty leg.
He probably runs like Dexter. The cartoon.
Oh, the cartoon.
Yeah. Like.
I would like to go on record for saying that I would like to bump uglies with Azealia Banks.
Bruh, talk about it.
That's what I've been saying this whole time. There's something about her, man. She's special.
Yeah. I know. It is.
She probably cut you, though. She probably would cut the chicken's heads off afterwards.
And, like, pour the blood on you.
My penis will fall out in the toilet like that.
That is honestly atrocious.
That is atrocious.
It'll be worth it.
I would definitely hang out with her, but I would never defend anything she says. But
yeah, he's never had.
You want the fifth personality though.
Whatever. Yeah.
It's true though. You know she is.
Whatever.
She's got issues, man. She's like bipolar or some shit.
She gotta be bipolar, yo. That's probably why I like her. Yeah. Straight up.
What?
I'm glad Iz gets it.
Right,
what were you saying, Ken? What did she say?
Nah, I just saw this on the Shade Room that she replied back to DC Young Fly and
oh Lord, man. She was
oh, you gotta read it with heart. Yeah. Read it with soul.
Who, me?
Yeah.
I can't read it with...
You yeah. want me to read it?
You can.
Go ahead, Mike. Read it with soul.
You better be your sponsor. Why are
they blanking out?
No, nigga. The reason I cried is
they blanked it out in the worst way possible, though. Because you can... You can tell this nigga. Yeah, right. You can tell.
I'm not reading all of this, but... So I don't know what DC Young Fly said to her originally, but she said, no nigger with an ER.
Sorry.
No nigger.
Mike, let me preface it. Basically, so he posted a video basically outlining like...
So this all Fly says, all my niggas said. He said something like Nick Cannon's so petty or some shit like that. You know, he really wanted Cardi B, but he bought Azealia Banks little ugly ass instead. But DC called everybody little ugly ass. He didn't call his daughter little ugly ass.
Called my mama little ugly ass.
Everybody little ugly ass girl. Then she started talking shit about my nigga. You ain't never gonna be anything. You're never gonna make it. You're gonna be broke the rest of your life. You're an asshole. Fuck you.
What I say?
You didn't say nothing. You said I'ma save it for the wild style, and that nigga just ran around the building. Then she kept talking shit, and Fly got back on stage.
Hold up. I grabbed the mic again. That bitch said something about me again. I grabbed the mic and I said, okay, the bitch said something about me. She said something about me. First of all, I didn't know who she was. You feel what I'm saying? I just knew she talked about people online. You feel me? And I always wanted to say something to the bitch, but I didn't know who the fuck the bitch was. You feel what I'm saying? So I got the bitch on the show. The bitch on the show, she said something about me about 3-4 times. So I finally grabbed the mic. So she had braces on her teeth, but she didn't have the wire on the braces. So I said, you need to fire your dentist with his stupid ass because he took the wire and told you to keep the metal.
What happened? And then that was her response.
So he was basically trying to downplay it. Like,
Yeah. Okay. So then that was her response.
Okay. So, and again, I'm not reading all this because it's hella long. Yeah. But no nigger. The reason I cried is because I wanted to call all you dirty Atlanta DL HPV infested. Oh, wow.
Mm.
We're not going to use that word. Stuck below the Mason-Dixon line with no access to healthcare. I was going to call you all specifically. What? She can't even type well. I was going to call you all specifically the type of black men, black women hate. Specific type of black men society hates. I don't want to read any more of this. This is just stupid.
Just do it. You're almost done.
Well, okay, fine. Which is why DC is forced to breed with bulbous, fat white women who have low self-esteem, collect government aid, and are just happy to have a man around. I'm 100% that DC has a cluster of warts that looks like a vine of grapes growing out of his ass.
Mark,
but that wouldn't have looked good on MTV.
Oh my God. The bulbous part is still killing me.
It's like she's almost there.
Bulbous.
That shit would have been great if you removed like the homophobic shit, remove you calling him a nigger. Mm. If you just left the last line.
Black people can say nigger, though.
Why what?
Black people can say nigger.
No.
It's still funny. It's got that bite, man.
It's like, that's.
It's not funny. Funny.
Yeah,
it is. I don't know. It tickles me every time I read it. But go ahead.
What?
Like, that's the mean. When black people used to.
On each other.
Nigger?
Yes. I think that's funny.
Yeah, MF Doom says it.
Huh?
MF Doom says it.
Yeah, but the way she's using it.
Oh, is, like, to get at him like
too.
That.
She be gay bashing.
Well, I guess like in passing, like well, if you're like.
And 3/4 of fans are gay guys.
That is so true. Yeah,
she be saying yeah, the F word all the
why
time.
Why is she alienating her own?
Yeah, man. I'm like, yo, what you doing, man? You see, you go on the hashtag Azealia Banks, you see mad dudes with bras on dancing, B. Like, word.
Yeah, that house music. For real, the house music for real. Like, a lot of people, you know, who are gay, rock to her shit. But they stand up for her, though, regardless of, I feel like, regardless of what she says. Some of them.
Yeah, I don't understand that. But regardless, if she had just left that last part, you probably got a gang of warts on your ass like a vine of grapes.
Bars. Great. I mean,
perfect.
Bars.
Just leave it there. Yeah.
Why'd she hit the shit on DC, though? I feel offended.
Well, because she was, no, not DC, the place.
DC Young Fly. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to shut up. I was like tearing up. I was like, why would she say that about me?
I mean.
And why HPV? You know, like she didn't go for herpes or AIDS.
Well,
you know,
HPV is herpes.
It is? HPV, I got to call my doctor right now, dog. Oh, my God. What did you say I had? You said I was clean, damn it.
Type of herpes, as far as I understand. But you can't. I don't think it. She probably didn't want to make. I don't think she wanted to go all the way over the cliff with AIDS comments. I think she'd have really
She already went.
I mean, she went pretty far, but I think if she also threw out, like.
Do you think she knows? Oh, I should. Do you think she, like, deleted? Like, oh,
let me not do AIDS. Let me do HPV.
Nah, I think she was just typing. This is typical Azalea.
That's why she's typing.
That's a freestyle?
Yeah.
Always reacting.
That's crazy, though.
Hey, man, you know. Let's say B. Yeah. I love her.
I don't really believe this. Uh-oh. Because it was on just like a sketch ass site. I've never seen this site before.
What's the site?
MTONews.com. Y'all ever heard of that?
No.
Hell.
Heard of it before.
Yeah.
Okay.
We got one. Well, let's just go off of. Well, let's just see. The headline reads: Cardi B plans on taking Offset's charge. Tells the police the gun was hers. Now, I saw this.
Oh, I did see that on.
Did you see that on
Twitter? People were kind of talking about that.
Such a queen for taking his charge. Like, I mean.
No, you stupid.
Exactly. Would y'all take the charge of your significant other? If
hell
no,
nah, she's going to bid. I'm going to send a commissary. Yo, and what else? Conjugal visits.
Oh, my God. Good night.
She's going to bid, yo. She's going to come out and rap.
And they know good and damn well Cardi B not taking that damn charge.
What? But doesn't he mean he's facing like life or something like that if he gets charged?
They said up to, but I feel like that's just because they know how much bail money he can get.
Life? Yeah, they said he's facing some real time.
Right.
Yeah, they said he's facing some real time. So I could see her like, you know, taking the charge to take a less time
or
something.
But she has a whole ass newborn.
I understand.
Well, they were saying,
she wouldn't go to jail, though.
Yeah, right. They were saying, right. Cardi is not a convicted felon, and she wouldn't be in trouble for having a gun in her car. And if Offset didn't know it was there, then he wouldn't be in trouble either, which I guess, I don't know, that's kind of like a gray area to me. Right. As for the weed, it's been decriminalized in Atlanta. If Cardi basically says that she had the weed, she's likely only going to get a ticket. But by contrast, if Offset admits to owning the gun and the weed, since he's on probation, he could get 5 years in prison.
She's going to take that charge.
You think so? I don't even know if this is fucking real. But
I mean, I don't know if it is real. I think she'll take it, honestly.
I mean,
she's going to get a corporate job now. I mean, so
no, because her last ex was in jail.
Thing, though. It's a common thing for chicks to take charges for their dudes. And certain areas, but
damn, Tiny didn't look J-Lo. What happened to that,
huh?
Except J-Lo.
J-Lo, yeah, except J-Lo, like, yeah, the first time somebody, yeah, when they start saying she wanted to,
J-Lo got out,
yeah,
when she bounced, she's
like, nah,
J-Lo
with
me,
J-Lo like, nah,
I'm okay, so I don't know if she will, but it couldn't be me personally.
Even if you wouldn't get any time, you wouldn't take the charge.
That's on your record forever.
Yeah, yeah, I know, but I'm saying, like, you know,
like, if your man is, if to stop your man from going to prison for a long time and you don't have a charge and you're not going to go to jail, you wouldn't take the charge?
You ain't riding.
No.
You ain't riding.
No. I'm not. I've always said that I'm not. I'm not riding nowhere where I got to die, so that's already canceled. Okay. Absolutely not.
Cardi B is from where?
She's from Washington Heights in New York.
So, boom, she a Puerto Rican chick from Washington Heights. She gonna take that charge, B.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
You know
what
I'm saying? Gonna take it. It's like what they do.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I mean, it wouldn't
surprise
me. She has
money
now.
She ain't gonna try to go work for AT&T or like Wells Fargo or like in the corporate office. So that charge don't mean nothing. That make her even more popular, you ask me.
Like, it will then, make then she pop looks up. Like
she rides.
Really,
I don't
like,
buy my man like Cardi B. Yeah, like,
Cardi B realer than real now.
Right, right, right.
Nikki
right.
really can't say shit now. Exactly. She left poor Meek Mill.
She sure did.
He was going through some shit.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
Stood up for the judge too.
Right.
Yep.
Wait, what?
Nicki Minaj, no, yeah, Nicki stood up for the judge in Meek's case.
Wasn't she saying that she was like neutral about it and people were trying to say that she was sticking up for them, but she was like, I see where the judge is coming from or
you
something?
You can't do that.
No, shit, well.
You can't do that. If that's your man, you just don't say shit.
Exactly.
But you're like, oh, I can see where he's cut. That's like the, no, you just can't do that.
I don't even think they were together at that point.
It was broken up.
Oh, they were broken up at that point? Oh, then she's free to say what the fuck she wants.
Right.
She pouring salt in the wound, though, B. He locked up in there.
Who knows what he did to make them break up? So. He might have been cheating on her.
And she was dating Nas at the time.
Was that really true, though?
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Were they for real dating?
Yeah. Didn't Nas say it? Didn't Nas say it?
And that's why the album sucked.
It was a fit.
Oh, my God.
She was writing for him?
Because, I mean,
yes.
Safari was writing that
shit. Safari was giving Nicki the bar, and Nicki was giving. They were like third hand bar. They were playing telephone with a rap album. That's why.
Yeah, I thought it was just like because they took a picture together and then all of a sudden people was like, "Oh,
nah, they were. I think they were dating for real."
Yeah. She said it on Ellen. They was dating.
Oh, really?
Wow. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
I thought that was all fake.
Yeah. I watch Ellen too. Should. So are they still dating or no?
No, of course not. Dang, why you say of course not?
Because they not.
But when you said of course, like you knew it was gonna happen.
Did you really expect that to last? Though.
I mean, who expect anybody to stay married in 2018? My bad for anybody who's married. I mean.
No, I just did not see that happen. It seemed like a stunt. Like, they was just together to, like, wear matching Gucci outfits and shit.
But Ish makes a good point. Like, let's say you do take the charge. You come out and then Offset cheats on you a year later. Like, what
just
the
like
fuck?
T.I. and Tiny.
Is that what happened? Hmm?
Yeah. She took a charge for T.I. and he out here cheating on her left and right. I mean. But he buys
her. Probably cheating before she took the charge.
Yeah,
yeah, you know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, what?
No, I was like, I cheat on that motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, I see. That was BZ430. That was not mine.
You know what?
BZ430. Who is that?
Why are you saying in your own voice? I know that. You're supposed to do the other voice.
Oh man.
Yeah, but that's what happened. So I don't know. I just feel like. To me, it's not worth it to take a charge over somebody just in general. But then on top of that, it's like, That nigga was out here cheating on you, still probably cheating on you, and you gonna be out here taking his charges and shit? That's so
stupid.
What if
he wasn't cheating? What if he was a good man?
Well, then he wouldn't have had guns in his car.
I'm just talking about like, what if someone set him up or something like that? He's a
set
good husband.
Up.
Yeah.
Damn.
I'm just taking out the cheating part because he was like, that nigga cheating on you and something. I'm like, what if he wasn't cheating on you? What if he was a good husband?
That's off his goal.
Well, you know what? I could see I could see from the perspective of like, okay, like you just had a child and like you want, first of all, it's not even like, oh, I want my baby daddy to be around per se. Like, obviously, that's what you want. But it's also like, damn, I don't want to do this shit by my fucking self. Like, waking up and feeding and all that other shit.
Charging, right?
I mean, I can see in that situation why somebody would want to.
Mm-hmm.
I probably still would not.
Also, even if you lose your baby probably. That way. Like she just had a kid. She doesn't get to see her kid for... Oh, look, she's not going to jail.
She probably wouldn't be going to jail.
Oh, okay,
but
okay.
It's still on her record.
Yeah, it's still on her record.
Take that charge, Cardi B. Let's keep the black nucleus, the black family together. Take that charge so we don't be another statistic out here.
But you know what?
But she's going to be a statistic regardless. And now she has a fucking record. With a gun. Gun charge.
But we live together.
We both got charged.
Nah, fuck that. She already a statistic because look at how many kids he had outside of her marriage.
Offset got kids?
Of course. I think he has like three kids.
But that was before
before her,
so
though.
What difference does that make?
I mean, yeah, but I'm just saying like he has like a whole bunch of baby mamas. He's going through all that drama and stuff like that.
So he's a statistic, but not her.
Not her.
How does that make her a statistic?
She took inventory.
You were just so
dangerous. You said, what?
I'm not
she
naked,
took
I'm real.
She had a clipboard.
Yeah,
she had an Excel spreadsheet with all of them on there.
Oh, yeah.
You stupid. You was stupid, man.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Poor Cardi.
Yo, y'all heard of this boot game guy?
Man, he shot himself, B. Uh-huh. You look at
did
what he shot
himself?
You see himself? I don't know. You see how he shot himself in the leg? He put his pistol in there and he shot. He put his pistol in. He might be left-handed or right-handed. Put his pistol in there. Shot himself in the thigh. He cheddar bobbed himself.
Did you see that video of him falling over in the studio after he left that drunk interview?
I don't know. I just started hearing about him. He's some guy on Instagram that be doing all kind of crazy, weird shit, right?
Yeah. He just he does shit for attention. He's one of those like social media phenomenons that like
and people follow that.
Yeah, it's annoying.
He goes out 4 million followers.
You know what? He's one of those. I think 4 million.
Yes, he steal stuff and run away and say boot gang nigga and run away.
Yeah, I think
Sam's Club.
DJ I think DJ Academics promoted him a lot to where he was right.
That clown.
Yeah, so he's one of those people where nobody really wants to see him, but just because he gets promo by him, we'll be like, why is this on our timeline? And it'll be some DJ Academics promotion bullshit.
Well, why is DJ Academics on your timeline?
Right.
Well, I don't follow him
and your problems go away.
Right. Well, I don't follow him, but other people may like retweet it. It's just weird, and nobody knows why he was like promoted or anything like that. It's just a weird thing, but I don't know. He's one of those people who I think got a lot of social media clout and like following and stuff. And he started getting tattoos all over his body, all over his face. He started doing hella drugs. He's falling over in interviews now saying that his life is hard and that he got depression and all that other shit. And it's just a weird thing to watch because it's like, my God, like, did all this shit just go to your head? And you just... is he a rapper? Is he
I don't
a
know
singer?
What he is. I just started hearing him and then I think he popped up. Then I just saw he was shot. I'm like, who is this boot gang dude?
He always in some type of situation. And everybody turns a blind eye because he's annoying. So.
No, the kids under 21 love this dude. He just tweeted this right here. He said, I do drugs because I feel alone. And when I'm high, I feel nothing. When I'm sober, I feel everything. And that to me is a dictation of the youth right now and how they feel. Because all these kids are drugged out their mind, quote by Kanye. You know what I'm saying? It's disturbing, yo. And he steals stuff, runs away, and he just... I think he should be killed.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah. Oh, whoa.
Hey, just watch me.
If you Google him, Boom Gang...
God.
It'd be like Boonk Gang and like Boonk Gang still.
Boonk? Is it
B-O-O-N-K, right?
Definitely. I think the fourth Google search is Boonk Gang dead. Or like Boonk Gang killed or something like that.
But is, you just
honestly, I'm not.
He's just a menace. He's a menace.
But no, he's really fucking.
Is he Batman?
Okay, like nobody really knows. Yeah, Dada. I don't, it's just weird shit. It's like, nobody can really tell if it's staged or not.
It's not.
There was a time, I think maybe like 6 months randomly, where like over and over and over again on my timeline, I would just see him in different places doing dumb shit, getting banned from malls, getting banned from stores. He'll like go into a Starbucks or like, fuck it, maybe not Starbucks. He'll go into like McDonald's or some shit and he'll walk in and everybody's kind of looking at him like, damn, who is this nigga? But you know, we're not going to like, you know, discriminate, whatever.
Bad for everybody else.
And he'll jump over the counter and start just like swiping shit off of like
Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, legit. And just like making it hard for like, you know how like they'll record some of those videos just to go viral of like walking into like Old Navy or Forever 21 and they'll just like knock over all the racks and be like, yeah, fuck this shit. Like, it's just weird. Yeah, I guess it's a thing. It's just to go viral and just to be, I don't know why people do it, but for whatever reason, off of like shock value factor, it'll go viral and people will be like, oh my God, somebody need to beat this nigga ass. But then before you know it, it got 21 fucking thousand retweets and all these followers and shit. It's just this weird.
But that's the problem is thing. The retweets. Like, he doesn't need to be killed is like, we just need to make, back to the kill. We just need to make it so that somehow it doesn't get any retweets.
Platform is killed. Kill his
because
platform.
His behavior will change real fast if he gets zero like to retweets.
And nobody
his behavior is unnoticed.
How do we want to stop that?
I don't know, but
killing isn't the answer.
Yeah, because more will pop up in his place. It's just like basically you need to. I don't know however you would.
It's
do
like
that,
these rappers that come out of nowhere every 2 days with their hair dyed all types of crazy colors and shit. I literally saw this guy. I don't know who he is. He was some black guy wearing like fucking 3D fly glasses or some shit, and he had like shark teeth. Like it was the weirdest shit. Like no, metal shark teeth.
Tekashi, that's Tekashi 69.
No, it's not. It was a black guy.
It's another guy.
Yes, there's another.
Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Exactly. It's just
not Nazareth.
They pop out of nowhere. They pop out of nowhere, and it's just like that type of shit. Just where it's just like, damn, how ugly can I be today? How crazy can I look today to get retweets and followings and shit like that?
I think that's cool.
Okay,
that's the only, it is. I don't think the actions and stuff are cool, but it's like white people have been doing this shit for the longest time. And now that black people are trying to be outside the box, we have a problem with it.
But outside the box, being obnoxious though?
What did I just say? You don't ever listen to me. Okay. I just said.
Okay, but
not the antics, but I'm saying you're like, oh, well, he's dyeing his hair different colors and he got shark teeth. You know, you're trying to be ugly. Well, let the guy be ugly. If he wants to be completely counterculture, that's cool. The antics and stuff, yeah, that's definitely a problem.
Yeah.
Like acting like an asshole. But I think like people getting upset because people are dyeing their hair colors or they're doing whatever. I think that side of it, I think that's actually cool.
Okay.
Like the whole like people making fun of Lil Yachty because he has like the red braids and shit.
I think
Lil
Yachty,
all that stuff is cool.
I mean, besides Joe Budden, I don't think Lil Yachty has bothered anybody.
That's my point.
Okay.
But I'm saying like I think that you're talking about him dyeing, people dyeing their hair colors and wearing.
I'm not talking
teeth.
About that specific aspect of being annoying or being like
you said
that.
Ugly. Like how ugly can I be for retweets?
I'm saying it's in combination with like the like being obnoxious. That's what I'm saying. So it's like you're doing all this stuff for like physical attention to catch people's eyes or whatever. But then on top of that, you're being obnoxious. You're jumping. Yeah, you're being a dick. You're pushing people over. You're jumping over counters. You're fucking shit up. Right. Like these people probably are making minimum wage and are trying to do their best fucking job at it. And you're coming in there fucking shit up, knocking over racks of clothing and shit, and just saying your little catchphrase and walking out. Before security can get to you. It's yeah, stupid.
This dude got a bag off it, though. This dude got a bag off it, driving BMW i8s and stuff. So
but how do you get money? Like, who's sponsoring
I don't know.
Is this the bunk guy
the
again?
The bunk gang. Yeah. Bunk gang? You see him driving around in, like, i8s and shit. With suicide
doors
and stuff.
Is he
rented those damn cars. That shit's fake.
Yeah, but still you gotta have money to rent the joint, don't you? Unless you swiping.
Yeah. Does he make music?
Yeah, he makes music. It's horrible.
Well.
You listen?
I'm sorry. Yo, man.
Well, I want to listen to that.
He's plugged in, man. See what it's about. Just like I listen to Scorpion B. Same thing.
Oh.
To see what it's about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Light skin, but I'm a dark nigga.
It's not. So it's not like a situation where he's like pranking, because I know like a lot of these kids out here today are like doing a lot of pranks.
Well, they call
like
that.
What's pranking?
Yeah, they call
like
that
driving,
pranking
like driving through McDonald's and like getting a drink and then throwing the drink back through the window. They call that shit pranking. And personally,
could you imagine?
I don't think it's funny, and I think that they should that's get the pranking, shit kicked out of them for that shit.
That's killed.
And I swear to God, if he I was ever killed. Like, killed, no. But if I was ever behind a car that did that shit, I promise you I'm not violent, but I would probably want to get out and fuck them up.
Yeah, I think it's what's happened. That's why people keep on doing this, because people aren't standing up for people right. and fucking them up. We should really fuck them up, if you ask me. I mean,
not kill them.
All right.
He's like, all right.
Don't take their life.
Right.
Yeah, just beat their ass.
Damn. So, okay. So, like, what? Because, like, once upon a time, we were cool with, like, pranking or whatever. It was on TV. It was televised and Jackass. All that type of stuff. Like, Jackass. Ashton Kutcher
had. They
weren't
hurting people.
But they weren't technically, he's not hurting anyone if he's, like, pushing stuff off racks and stuff like that.
I haven't seen any of this guy's stuff. Is he really jumping out of the counter, like, hitting people or anything?
No.
He's not harming anyone.
But then again, they have to clean all that shit up. See, the difference with Jackass is when they did that shit, MTV's mm-hmm. going to give them a check. And say, okay, you sign this waiver.
Right.
We're going to give you this money. Mm-hmm. And yeah, if they're making minimum wage, they're like, oh, well, fuck. I just made a grip off this guy doing some stupid shit and making fun of me for a hot minute. Mm-hmm. It's fine.
Yeah, there's
this
a difference.
Boot gang.
But see, but okay, so what if it was someone behind this whole thing, which is why he might be driving the
highest
and stuff like
poor.
That.
He's from the bottom.
No, I'm just saying because like I'm trying to see what the difference is between like Jackass and Punk with Ashton Kutcher and all these. And it was things before that too, before their time. It was pranks and stuff. So what's the difference between somebody trying to, you know, do pranks on their own
people
instead
like,
of going?
Yeah, he
through.
Goes to regular people, not like yeah. So I remember I forgot which pranking show this was, but there was one where like I guess Rihanna, she was super young or whatever. She was walking with her friend, and there was this guy like holding out like this like thing of money or whatever. I guess he was like playing music for money, and so she handed him like a $5 bill or whatever. Long story short, she ended up walking away, and I guess the guy like thought that. She, I don't know, gave him like, she stole $100 out of the hat or whatever. And they had this huge argument about like, oh no, like, I didn't mean to take that out of the hat. Like, it was just like this whole discussion, and it escalated or whatever, to the point where like people had to come out and tell Rihanna, like, it's just a joke, like whatever, whatever. And then she started like, that's funny. You know what I'm saying? It's like, right. Nobody was harmed. Right. It was just like a planned joke.
You riled somebody up for a minute.
Yeah. You riled somebody up for a minute and then it's right. over. Nobody was hurt. Nobody was harmed. Nobody has to, you know, clean anything up. Like it's just.
And plus she's rich. It's like you can tick her off for a hot minute and she'll get over it very quickly.
Yeah.
This guy at McDonald's, that you just ruined his day.
And he didn't sign up for this at all.
He didn't sign up for that shit. Exactly. So like, that's not cool. It's yeah. not the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, I used to like Jackass. I thought it was funny, you know, but half the time people were in on it. And like I said, they're going to get paid regardless. Mm-hmm. Boonk gang are not paying people to piss them off.
You know, I saw this article actually of this guy who was arrested recently. He's one of these YouTubers who do this whole pranking shit. And he got arrested for impersonating a cop because he, I think like, I forgot what happened in the story. I don't remember who it was in the story.
I think it's like Fousey or one of these assholes, like one of these people.
Yeah. I don't even know how that would have happened. Did he steal a cop car? Or just did he dress up like a cop or something like
that? You can buy a cop car. There's a cop car across the street from my girlfriend's house right now for sale.
What?
Shut up.
I swear to God.
Are you kidding?
I was blown away. It was $1,000 down, but I don't know how much after that.
Oh,
but
I
it was
text a legit all the time.
Cop car.
Like, it still even said police on the side. It was faded, but you could fix it.
Ooh.
So maybe that's what Fousey did. Ooh. He's got enough money to where he could do that and then just paint it up like a cop car.
Yeah, I think he got arrested for basically impersonating a cop and trying to pull people over to do stunts on YouTube. Yeah. But what
again,
the fuck?
He needs that ass whoop.
You know what I'm saying?
But the problem here again is the views. It's the fact that everyone wants views and likes, but no one wants to do the hard work, like developing skills, talents,
to do certain shit.
Doing like, shit the right way. And it's slow. Like, becoming popular on the internet is slow, and it's not even like, you shouldn't be going into shit just for likes or views. You should be doing it like because you care about stuff and you want to make your community better and just like trying to make yourself better. It's like,
get the money though. Just don't get the money, man. Just don't. I mean, I'm just saying. Trinidad James came out looking like Jerome. Know what I'm saying? He made money like that. Know what I'm saying?
Who's Jerome?
From Martin.
Yeah.
Jerome. I thought you were talking about Jerome, but I thought we were talking about real life people for a minute.
Here's a skit that made me want to kill Boonk for real. Like, he went to this guy. Say, I went over to BZ. I said, yo, can I make a phone call? So he got the phone from the guy. He takes off running with the phone. He sees a guy running after him. He's like, oh, Boonk gang. The whole lot of gang shit with the phone like this right here. Then he takes his phone, the phone he borrowed, BZ's phone, and throws it.
So that's the difference.
And it breaks. Yeah,
so that's the difference. So that's the difference. Like, so like on Paul.
I wanted to whoop his ass.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think on like Jackass and Punk'd and all these shows, I think they would even like either threw a fake phone and gave that person their phone back and made it seem like
they paid for their phone.
They would have paid for
exactly
it.
Exactly right. Yeah, they have permits and like all these licenses and shit to do this.
This guy's
where
out
they,
here reckless, dude.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. They're doing this the wrong way. Like you see this stuff and you're trying to emulate it and you're not even going about it the right way.
Yeah.
Right.
It's also easy to do that. It's like, it's hard to do what you guys do. It's like, it takes years.
There's
it takes
no
all these talents.
These guys.
Yeah, it's just like you just go out there, you just be an asshole,
it's
and
easy.
Immediately get likes.
Yep,
right.
Absolutely,
so
right.
He's gonna spawn all these other children to do this bad behavior. He's like, oh, is that all I have to do for likes?
Right. It's crazy, man.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go check out his music though.
Oh my god.
Watch it be tight. You just a hater, is.
Okay.
You just mad because he can out rap you.
Oh, really, man? If he rap about Zanny bars like in every one of his songs, son, he gonna get
is that what he does?
Beat. Hell yeah, man. This dude on 8 Zans and stuff like Little Zan. Oh, the dude that died. Who the kid that died?
The Pump?
Yeah, the dude that died.
XXX.
Wait, no, the other dude.
I don't know.
No, it's another dude.
It's a Pete, though.
Who else died?
It's definitely a Pete. I think it's Peep. And we're not being disrespectful.
We don't know.
I think it's Peep.
Little Peep. Yeah, Little Peep.
Yeah, I checked out his music. It was not for me. But I can see how people thought he was talented.
I think he was starting out. Like, he was getting his leg.
He
would have
gotten somewhere where I feel like he would have done something interesting. Hmm. But it just wasn't for me.
Yeah, Little Pete.
All these guys are doing drugs now, though. It's like they're like really doing this shit. Like, getting addicted and stuff, man.
I mean, they're trying to have fun. It's the party stuff.
Can't relate.
Drug dealers.
Yo ass is old.
That's what they sell. They sell the prescription drugs and they get high.
Is old.
And they go to heroin.
I'm talking about
Sophie.
Yeah.
Sophie thought she was young a little while ago.
Your ass is old.
That's means old.
Translation. Old.
Yeah, translation. Right.
What is old?
I'm just responsible.
Yeah. Old. What is old? What qualifies old now?
I guess not doing drugs.
Old.
So like 8-year-old is like not is old.
Well, he doesn't have a choice. Well, if you have a choice and you don't do drugs, you're old.
Well, they can find some drugs.
An 8-year old?
Probably, yeah.
Depending on where you're at.
Yeah, I know 5-year olds used to smoke in St. Louis, Missouri. Oh,
dead ass.
Yeah.
East St. Louis.
Yeah.
Niggas, yeah. Niggas out here having like cars.
That's not surprising. Especially in East St. Louis. Yeah, that's not surprising.
Did we talk about Insecure on the last podcast and how it's coming back? Okie doke.
Well, it was something else.
I'm just excited.
Well, Lawrence is officially, like, I think they made it official. Yeah.
Did y'all talk about that last episode?
I think we did. Yeah, I think
so.
I don't remember hearing that.
You remember because Sophie was saying she was glad and she didn't like Lawrence?
It wasn't confirmed.
Yeah,
it wasn't confirmed.
That's what I was just saying. Like,
it's confirmed. And it's also confirmed that Daniel is going to have a bigger role on this season.
That is whack.
So let me say something. Do y'all think it's going to be a cliffhanger with, like, Lawrence being in season finale or something, and that's going to be, like, a cliffhanger for season?
I mean, if they said he's not going to be in it.
But why would they skip a whole season without him, though?
Because I read the article, and it was basically Issa Rae saying that the story is not about him.
Yep.
It's about her, and they broke up, so they want to explore her life without him.
Mm-hmm.
Which I kind of get it, but the show kind of started off as being kind of about both of them.
I thought they were already.
Right.
So, you know,
it's just weird. I don't know. It's a weird choice. Yeah. I'm going to watch.
I don't think it's that weird, though.
Because you didn't like him.
Well, no. I mean, even outside of that, I think that, like, when the show started, it kind of starts off, like, with her in the mirror rapping to herself. And, like, it kind of, like, I understand that he was a big part of the show and, like, her plight to kind of, like, go around and, like, fix what she fucked up. But I feel like, again, what she said in the article was trying to be like, you know, it's not always realistic that the person that you break up with stays in your life type of thing. So they're trying to make it more realistic in that sense. And I mean, you know, she might end up, you know, fucking Daniel or being with him for a little bit, and that might fuck up too. So I think it's just going to show, you know, her growth and her mishaps and stuff.
Yeah, but people got attached to Lawrence, though. It's kind of like what happened with, and I know y'all, I heard somebody say they didn't watch Family Matters like that. But, like, Urkel wasn't supposed to be around. Like, Urkel was supposed to be, like, on just, like, one episode. But people took to him, so they kept him around. So I feel like they're kind of missing the mark on
this.
That's
because the show was kind of whack until Urkel showed up. The show, okay, think about this. Be honest.
But Lawrence made the show interesting, though.
What did people call Family Matters? No one called it Family Matters. They called it Urkel.
No, I understand.
You know what I mean?
I'm not saying he made an impact like that. But it's still like a lot of people attached themselves. Like he had a hashtag. This dude was very popular on this show.
I like Lawrence.
So I think, you know, you take him off. It's not similar to Urkel, but it's kind of like, yo, like this is a main character. Like that you're trying to. This might be a mistake.
It might be. It might be a big mistake.
I don't think so.
I think so, man.
We'll see.
Yeah. A lot of people was Team Lawrence, man.
A lot of guys because are Team Lawrence.
Well, yeah, because he was a good dude. He just couldn't get his shit together.
Right.
And a lot of people got his shit together. But at the beginning, he couldn't get his shit together. He was mad relatable.
Yeah. He was mad relatable. Yeah.
He wasn't a douchebag. He wasn't a scumbag. He just couldn't get his shit together.
Yeah, it takes some time.
Then when she cheated on him,
yeah,
he went and did his thing. Yeah, she was the foul one.
That's crazy. They taking him off the show, though.
I know.
For a whole season. He was mad because he was taking up, like, he was
that's
getting
what
too
I'm
much attention.
Too. Like that's, if that's the case, like, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's really crazy. Shit, I don't know.
I wouldn't put it past him.
Because it's early in this. It's early
because
in his y'all's career to
took,
be doing that.
His name really took off. Like, it did. They were, like, parallel with the popularity.
It really did.
Like,
yeah, it really
did. But
to
a certain extent, I think it also might go to the fact that she. It's not like. Oh, you know, he was taking up too much space. She probably might have also thought that, you know, this relationship isn't the main point of my series. Maybe.
I get that part, but you still, like, because he became such a big character, still write him in somehow.
I mean, but for what? For him to be fucking some chick in the back while she does her own thing? That has nothing to do with her.
That's real life. I mean, that's real
life
shit.
But that has nothing to do with her, though. Because if she's not fucking with him, why would they document his personal story? The show isn't about him.
They did the whole second season, which created what he's talking about, like them being neck and neck.
But up until the last episode, they talked. You know what I'm saying? Like they talked at the last episode
in the kitchen.
That was the conclusion. Like he was still tied to her. They documented his life without her because she was trying to get him back. But now that they talked about it and they have like a clean, easy break, there's no reason to document him anymore. I mean, he could be in the back, like at a club or whatever that she's at, but for what? Unless she's gonna like interact with him, it's pointless.
I think they're missing the mark on that because you can even do a spinoff show with him. Like, what? I think his character is that strong.
Of him fucking Tasha?
Yeah, I don't think so.
It's not that serious.
I think it was. I think his whole side story with the company he was at and all the people he was dealing with, I thought that was great.
Yeah, man.
So just get rid of that altogether?
That's crazy.
Nah, I'm gonna
And what happens when the actual girlfriend cheats, right? She's the reason why you guys break up.
Which actual girlfriend? Issa.
Like, she cheated on Lawrence and then caused them to break up. Mm-hmm. And now you're seeing, like, most of the times it's always the guy, right? We've always seen the story told, now it's being told in reverse.
Yeah. Right.
Like, that's kind of dope, like, to see him deal with that sort of pain, see how you react, and even trying to, or somehow want to get back with her, but still not able to get over it.
And we saw that for a whole season.
I think there's so much more. Yeah,
it could have gone deeper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I really don't think she would have made this decision without knowing for a fact that she could pull the same amount of viewers and tell the same amount, like the same type of story in that type of way.
I don't really like the Daniel character, though.
I was going to say, so now we have to see this dude.
Yeah.
All he did was he came on her face one time.
In her eye.
I can't believe that happened to me. And she was all flipped out about it. Like, what?
We don't know that much about him, which is why they're going
to
explore.
But I don't really care to know much about him.
He has a studio, and that's about it. Right? I don't know anything about him. We saw him for a whole fucking season.
He was boring. There was a reason he didn't get that much airtime, because he's fucking dry.
I don't think so. I think they're going to expound on it. Like, they literally say they're going to expound.
Motherfucker. Like, nobody cares to hear from his ass.
Well, we'll see. I'm sure y'all are still going to watch. So, I mean.
I'll still watch. See how bad it is.
Okay.
I'm going to still watch.
I think that's whack to get rid of Lawrence, though.
Yeah. It is.
I wasn't on the whole Lawrence hashtag game, but I just like
because he was relatable.
His story. You know what I'm saying? It was cool.
It represented a normal dude, and I don't think Daniel really represents a normal dude.
No.
Like what, being a rapper?
Yeah, like, I got a studio, and I'm just super cool, and it's just we've seen him before.
Yeah.
How many Lawrences have we really seen?
That's exactly.
Especially from, like, a black...
It was a real vulnerable guy, vulnerable character.
Yes.
And he was complex, man. Yeah. Like, he was definitely complex.
Yeah.
That's why I watch Atlanta. It gives me everything Insecure doesn't.
Which I still have to watch last season.
Me too.
Oh, you still watch season 2?
Atlanta's
and we were just talking about it. Yesterday.
I haven't watched the last season either.
Mike, huh? You haven't watched it either?
The most recent season?
Yeah.
I got two episodes behind, and then I was I need to go back and rewatch the last season, like season 2, and then go back and I just never got around to it.
Oh, wow.
You don't like it?
No, it's not that I don't like it. It's just that I prefer shows that are I forgot the proper term, but that go in order. Like, they all the funniest one for me was the barbershop episode.
Yeah.
Oh, high five.
Is that season two or three? Season two.
It's only two seasons.
No, there's
Yeah, there's only yeah, two.
It's only two oh, seasons. Sorry. Two seasons. Sorry, that's what I meant.
Yeah,
sorry,
that is. Oh,
but to me, like how funny that was in comparison to the rest of the episodes were kind of like, okay.
But they all have their own.
I know. Like, they all have their own thing. Right. And I don't know. I guess
getting
just
a little too far.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying they all have their own.
I'm going to start giving you fucking sorry to bother you spoilers. Keep fucking around.
Oh, yeah, no. It's not spoilers. It's just that everyone has spoilers. Every episode has its own theme or whatever. And so, I don't know. I just be like, damn, I really wish we could.
So, would you want them all to be funny? Or, like, it's not like you're expecting them all to be funny. Are you expecting them all to be funny?
Kind of.
Really?
That's not what the show is. Did you watch the first season?
Mm-hmm.
Most of those episodes weren't funny.
I don't know. I just feel like they were better.
Poor shit, depressed.
Yeah, like it was shit. And then, like, there'd be poor comedic shit, depressed.
Values in there.
Yeah.
Shit, yo.
Yeah.
But the one she's talking about is like completely.
Yeah, like I truly enjoyed it.
I think that's.
And you know, the girl who wrote that episode, actually, she's, I think, nominated for an Emmy. Yeah.
But not for that episode.
Yeah, for that episode.
So she's got. So this is twice then?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, because she won for the other one, other episode.
Oh, she did?
Well,
for the holiday episode, was it Christmas or?
Christmas, yeah. Dang, is she up for this?
Is it June? Good June
for her. Yeah. It's an awesome episode. It's so funny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I appreciate the authentic,
authenticity.
Of the diversity of Atlanta in that show.
Yeah.
Because it shows all the. Yeah. The hood, the super hood nigga type deal, and the people that be little 5 points black people, and they all the different type of Atlanta niggas.
What's his name? What's the dude that's always in little five?
trying to get rid of his CD. I know you know what I'm talking
King
about.
King Avalanche. Used to be King Avalanche, the light skin but now dude. He's just, yeah, I know you're talking about, but I don't know the nigga name. I don't
excuse
know
me, sir. Do you like hip hop?
Yeah, yeah, but I don't.
What the fuck's his name?
His name used to be King Avalanche. You mean, he used to sell it with this dude named Shorty or Sporty over there at Belvedere Plaza?
No.
He's older than us, yo.
No, yeah, so, I know. Yeah. He's been down since I've been in high school.
Do you like hip hop?
Excuse me, sir. Do you like hip hop?
That's how he talks. Funny. I just can't think of his name.
That's so funny, man.
Yo, what is this dude's story?
We don't know.
He sells mixtapes or
he
what?
He sells his mixtape, and he's always got a little table and some headphones. And he'll yell at you from across the courtyard.
This is
excuse
real
me, sir. Yeah.
This is where
he's been down there for years. I just can't think of his name.
I've never seen
him. I bet you if I Google, excuse me, sir, do you like hip hop? He will fucking come up. I'm not even joking. Y'all can move on to something else, but I'll see if I can
he needs to change his narrative, though, because people don't got no CD player and they... And
he
they,
has one. He has one. No,
but it's still...
Sell it to
you sell a CD. People don't even got CD players and laptops. You know what I'm saying? And they don't got it any... They, Bluetooth on their phone.
Cypher Kanai. That's his name.
Cypher Kanai?
Cypher Kanai.
Word.
Excuse me, sir. Do you like hip hop? So I was about to go. It just popped in my head.
You're stupid.
That would have been dope.
You thought I popped up on Google? He might.
Yeah, typically a lot of shows that like show Atlanta, they always do these like pans over like Piedmont Park and like all of like the nice shit and fucking Atlantic Station and shit like that. When in reality, it's kind of like, I mean, yeah, you could pass that stuff, but
they got some new shit out here. What's it? It's a new like Atlantic Station. What the
North
fuck?
Avenue yeah. over there? North Avenue, the place area.
Gentrification.
Yeah, I forgot the name of it. It's a very basic name.
Pawn City Marketplace.
Oh hell, no?
That's what it is.
Well, I don't think that's new. That's 2 years old.
And they rebuild the Murder Kroger over there. Didn't let y'all know.
Oh, really? Wait, they're rebuilding the Kroger.
Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna put my business out
come
there
out next year.
Yeah, I'm gonna be over there. Murder Kroger.
All right, guys, don't forget to send your questions to isthemicstillon@gmail.com or to our Twitter. Our first question is from Amy. She says, hey guys, I'm a 20-year-old Polynesian woman. I'm in uni right now, so university. I'm trying to approach an older guy I've been attracted to for a while now. I'm wanting to make the first move. I just wanted to know if you guys have any pointers on how guys would like to be approached or
just
any experiences. What?
Anyway. Oh, stupid. Just DM me real quick. You know what I'm saying? I'll let you know.
Especially from a lived out lifer like Ken. Interesting. We have mutual friends.
AKA old.
We have mutual friends. However, have barely talked or spent any time together. Any useful advice? By the way, she said that she's from New Zealand and she loves our podcast.
You know she's fine. Polynesian and she's from New Zealand. Hanging out with fucking sheep and shit.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
There's sheep all over the place.
Amy. But New Zealand sheep are different.
What are they, like pretty or something?
Yeah. They're majestic.
Well, okay. If you're listening,
majestic sheep.
Look.
Shut your ass up.
If you're listening, what's her name? Amy? Slide him in Mike C. Towns' DMs, please. Yeah. He's inviting you right now. Like,
forget
just go
that
ahead.
Guy you like.
Yeah.
Get with a better guy. Right.
She doesn't need pointers. Just fucking talk to the guy. It's easy.
We're so easy.
We wish someone would just. You wish someone would just. A girl just walk up to you and be like, oh, hey, okay, yeah, cool. And right. Yeah, yes. All
he's,
right.
Yeah, he's 100% right.
I get Whatever. It.
Pointers.
But Amy, you have to be careful.
No, you don't.
Now, this is. I will say that she has to be careful for this reason. It depends on. Well, the thing is, if it sounds
how much
like.
Older. I wonder how much older this guy is.
70.
What?
Hey, young girl, come here. I heard you like me.
You are so stupid.
Get a wheelchair.
No, but sometimes you have to be careful. Well, in this particular situation, it
Why
sounds
you sound like.
Sound like
Homer's dad, though.
If you're trying to fuck, let's just do it. Right. Much time, so let's go.
That's so true.
Right. But I really want to hear what your advice, though.
Yeah, so I would just say that in this particular situation, you seem like you'll be okay because you guys have mutual friends and stuff. So it's kind of like there's already some common ground there. But I say when it's a random guy, just be kind of weary about that because it's like sometimes when you just approach a guy, they have this idea that, oh, shit, she liked me. She wanna fuck. I already bagged that. Like, it might not be y'all. It might not be y'all. But sometimes when you are just like, there's this thing I feel like where guys like their ego, it's just, it, like, their ego gets in the way of, like, they would rather have been the one to approach you or something like that. It's
hell
weird.
No.
I mean, that's the thing, because y'all just said that it's easy when a girl comes up to you and it's just like, okay, just do that, right? But sometimes it works in reverse, because it's like, if it is so easy, they think that they don't have to do much from that point on.
I don't know about that. Maybe you're dealing with trash ass dudes.
I mean, who isn't?
I was gonna say, never mind, all of us are trash.
Right, you're right.
That's fucked up.
Well, at least all Tauruses.
Right. Right.
No, I don't think that's the case.
And we're not even
all good dudes here. I can see if it was only Rod saying that, but I'm pretty trash. B's kind of trash. Ken is trash. Is his trash. Dumb. It's
kind of
trash.
I'm a nice fella.
You're a nice fella, but you're kind of trash.
We're all pretty trash. We're all saying that's not really true.
I don't think.
Yeah.
What are you talking about, nigga? I ain't no trash ass nigga.
Why take you so long?
No, B is nice.
Why did it take you so long? He had to think about it. Am I trash? I might be a little bit trash.
I was cool with over the 2 minutes.
You
ain't no trash ass nigga.
So what's your advice as far as what she should actually do, what she should actually say to this guy?
It depends on the situation, because like I've experienced, well, it depends on like how, like where you're going to approach him at. It, like a social setting is different. If he's like working.
Burger King.
What?
Burger King.
Is he in the
middle? He's working at the Burger King.
He works at Burger King.
He's in the drive-thru.
I don't think it's a Burger King in New Zealand.
Okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I cut you off. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
He's a sheep herder.
Hey, let's go.
Sheep herder.
He owns a coffee shop.
It depends. If he's working, like the slip a note method always kind of works.
Slip a note?
Yeah.
Do you like me? Do you want to go in there?
Not like that.
Slip a note?
You just kind of slip your number, and if he hits you up, then that's it.
If he's at work,
I'm going to say
it. You go up there and write your number in his hand?
Oh my god, that's like that Friends shit. That's what happens when you watch too much fucking Friends. Because
yeah.
That corny shit happens on Friends.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
But guess what though? It works
that
in real life.
That is so corny.
That's Lifetime stuff right there. That's a Lifetime movie right there.
But
I would like it because it's corny.
No, they cannot.
I'm saying if he's at work, because I just feel weird about people interrupting me at work. It's different scenarios.
But guys aren't like that.
I can't be corny though.
So you want me to come and interrupt you during your fucking work?
I agree with you. But if the woman starts off with some corny shit, I'm passing you a note.
I think that'd be cool.
I don't know. That's corny as
fuck. You're not going to not call her. So what's the point? Who cares?
Yeah,
it gets the job done.
100%
But I'm
going to
think that she's corny from there out.
But you're still going to.
And I might not want to date her. I might just want to hang out with her and see how much I like
what
her.
What does she say? Look, I'm a bit shy, whatever. Maybe that's what she wants.
You know, what
she's
if
not
she's,
trying to fuck you.
What if she gave you the details in the note? Like, I'm depends. Shy, you know,
yeah,
I've been
depends.
Wanting
to.
No,
wait, wait, wait. Let me dial back. It's not that she's not trying to fuck you. She doesn't like want you just to think of her as a
How do you know that she said that in the question?
She didn't
she
say
said,
that.
Yeah, she said, make the first move.
Right, yeah.
Is she trying to smash it? It depends on what she want to do.
There's a guy, older, want to fuck. How do I make that happen?
But she said that?
That's not what
she did.
She did not say fuck.
She said it.
She did not say it. The point is, women can do that shit too. So, but back to what Rod was attempting to say.
Okay.
What were you in the, like, no, so, in the middle of trying to say?
It's cool. Like, no, I was saying, like, what if she's, like, giving an explanation in the note? Like, look, I've been, you know, looking at you for a while now. You know, I've
Ooh,
been
that's too much
kinda
words.
Hard.
It's too much words.
Well, I'm just saying, like, not too many words, but, like, just real to the point. Like, it don't have to be, like, this long-ass note, but just some sort of background
Less
story.
Than two sentences.
Okay. Yeah.
I think part of me would still think that something is a little
off.
If you're at work. Granted, you work from home, so that's...
I'm not even putting myself in that position, because who the fuck would walk in my house trying to talk to me?
But that would be dope as hell.
The mail woman? No,
I've been watching you go to the mailbox. I just wanted to stop by. Here's a note.
slide in the fucking mailbox.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, what the fuck?
She doesn't know me,
but I'm your neighbor.
She can give it to your cat. Hey.
Cats don't do that. That's dogs. A cat's not going to get a note.
Cats don't bring back whole fucking animals and shit?
They're not going to bring back a fucking note.
They should. You should have a carrier cat.
Anyway.
Hey, Sophie, I work at a grocery store, and there's several times where a woman gave me their number on a piece of paper.
Hello?
I lost
receipt,
it.
Receipt, something?
I lost go. It. Mm. I just lost it because I have so much stuff. I just throw it
Didn't
away.
You got
I
no pocket?
I have a cell phone. Put your number in my freaking cell phone.
Or talk to me for a hot second.
Hey, my name is Jen. Call me.
Right.
Okay, put it in here. So I call you.
Okay,
so you
well, then that's your advice.
That's easy. That's yeah. easy right there.
Good advice.
I mean, but boom, you have a phone. Make the first move. Then tell them what you want in the beginning. Like, what are you looking for? A boyfriend, a husband, a situation? What you looking for? Then go from there. Just be honest with the motherfucker. Like, you want to fuck? Say, let's fuck.
But, like, kind of like what Sophie's saying, though. Like, what if he isn't that up. Accessible?
Yeah, like, yeah, I want a boyfriend. I like you want to be a boyfriend. Yeah, yeah.
But, like, what if
none of these are bad methods, by the way.
No, I'm not saying. I understand
shut up,
that.
Mike. You work at home.
Saying, like,
that's why you don't meet nobody.
It's a note.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, what if you don't
perfume?
You can't get to your phone. Like, it just seems
it scratch and sniff.
Ew. I talk low, I guess. I guess I really do talk low. I feel like I'm talking loud though. Like,
You're trying today.
I forgot what I was saying.
Oh, the note, the note, message on the note.
I already said that to
just
Mike.
It was some fried chicken if they black.
Oh, God.
Very few black people in New Zealand.
No, no, wait, no. Can it all right now? I love when people bring me food. Like, I'm sorry, I just
that is a trick though. You bring some food, man, yo.
Yeah,
no one's ever bought me food. See, I wish,
but I will say, like, just have food.
Just thinking about it,
bro. Hey.
Hey, that was an attractive woman. People just bring me food.
Go ahead.
Oh, sorry, bro.
My brain is dead. Y'all haven't got any sleep. But so yeah, I am with you a little bit, Mike. Just have a regular conversation. Just be normal. But that's hard for some people, though.
I mean, I get it. But then how are we gonna okay? So if you can't even come up to me and say, "Hey, mm-hmm. I feel you a little bit. It'd be cool if we could go out." Da 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 da. What the fuck are we gonna do on the date?
Well, I'm not even saying that. Don't even be that aggressive. Just have a casual conversation with this person.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
So
just talk. Like we're not as I feel like we're not as hard as
we're
women
not at
can
all.
Be. Like if a girl likes us, I don't feel like we're gonna go out of our way to just make it very like meanly known that mm-hmm. we don't want anything to do with you. Like just come up and say something. Hey. You know, da 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 da. Like, what, if you're working at a grocery store, hey, where's the good cereal? I don't know. Just say something.
Right, right.
But coming up and just dropping me a note and then bouncing, I'm like, okay, something's up with you. I'm not fucking.
Like, we'll get the
I
message.
I think you're misconstruing what I'm saying.
And if you do it enough times,
write your
we'll
name
get
on a note and the number and passing it. How am I misconstruing it?
I'm saying that under the circumstance of if he's like, I don't know what type of job you would work to be super busy or whatever, but say, I don't know. Let's say
coffee
you work
shop.
We're never too
car dealership or some shit.
Never.
Okay. He's right.
He's right.
Never. We're
yeah.
not.
That's what I'm saying.
We all get written up for a cute ass girl in a heartbeat.
Yes.
Seriously.
Never heard some shit.
Bruh.
Yeah. Dom, there's Burger King in New Zealand. I just Googled it.
Oh, what?
Burger King in New Zealand.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, and McDonald's in New Zealand. Yeah.
There you go.
Thank you.
But it don't taste like Burger King, though.
And they probably use lamb.
Like sheep
burgers. Ooh, that would be great.
Anyway. Nah, because like, I ate at McDonald's in London. It didn't taste anything like McDonald's.
It tastes better?
She said he was a lot older, though, right? Isn't that part of the problem?
Yeah.
You got to find something
in
common.
Intimidation. Yeah. Huh?
Wait, she's 20? Virgin.
She said she's
calling
20?
It right now.
Over
20. Virgin.
She said she was 20.
Yeah, she's 20.
That's young.
She's 20,
that's really young.
Older.
How big could the age gap be?
I mean,
just fucking
40. That's my guess is that he's 40.
But that
he's not
look,
40.
Take your phone, put it in your like, you know how y'all put in that shit in your bra. Put that Aaliyah on. Walk up to him.
Just
get
flirt.
You a plate.
Give us
of,
give us some flirting tips.
Sophie. And a note. And you go to this dude and be like,
Jesus,
yo, what's up?
Sophie doesn't flirt.
Give her some flirting.
Really Sophie
tips.
Cuts straight to the fucking point. Nigga, are we going out or what? Nigga, do you like me or not?
No, you got it. You flirt.
Ass,
come
nigga.
On. You flirt.
I flirt on accident. It's never
okay.
Planned.
Well, okay. Give us your accident flirts.
I wouldn't fucking know. It's on accident.
See?
Like sometimes I flirt with people I don't mean to flirt with. And then they think that I fucking want to talk to them. And I'm like, ooh, sorry.
That's not really your fault. You could say I had a good haircut. I'd be like, yo, for real.
Because we're that fucking
it's like you're always trying to see if the game is on. Like you're just ready. It's like, oh, haircut? Okay. All right. Let's go.
That's right. Is that a sign?
Yeah.
That is a good
Which
sign.
Is why it's on accident.
It's
a
sign. You're just it's, waiting. It's like, okay.
Right. And that dude, especially if he's like double her age, like what if he's 40? Like, and she comes up to him and starts flirting with him and talking to him. You know, obviously he may think of R. Kelly. He may think this may be okay. It may not be. But he also may be thinking that.
I think she's too old. You'll get your old ass out my face. But he's like a little sensitive.
But to your point, he may be trying to figure out, okay, is she really into me? Is she trying to come on to me? Like, what's really going on here? I don't know what's up. So yeah, you're playing the game within yourself to figure out what's what. So yeah, that is a good point. So now you gotta, I mean, shit, just go over there, holler at him, put your hand on his knee or something. You gotta let him know he's
interested. Nah, yeah. Hand on his knee, that's too much.
First time talking to me, don't put your fucking hand on my knee.
Because then,
I'm gonna think something's up with you. Like,
that's
what's
all weird.
That's what she wants you to know is that something is up. Don't do that. Something needs to be up.
And then something else might get up. It might be a real problem.
But see, you can do the thing where, like, you're laughing and, like, touch the shoulder or the arm or something.
No. Y'all gotta be laughing at something first. You can't. Oh, my God.
That's real funny.
It don't have to be real funny.
So nobody's ever done that to you?
I don't think it's natural for a girl the first time she's talking to a guy to just be all touching up on him.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm like, just like she just did. Yeah. It was real quick.
Like a subtle.
That was real weird.
But you know that touch, and then you leave it there, but then you pull it off real slow with the fingertips.
Y'all are just so ridiculous.
You're like, you drag that last finger down that arm. That's how you do it. Yeah, drag it all the way to like the elbow.
Yeah, you gotta go elbow. You can't go lower than the elbow. Yeah, you gotta start from the shoulder. Go down to the elbow.
What kind of long ass Arsenio Hall ass fingers you got?
It's the hand first, and then it like.
Yep. So funny.
See.
Whenever you feel that touch, though, that's...
You know it's yes. all. There you go. Yes. There you go, Amy.
I'm sorry we're giving body terrible
language.
Advice.
Body language 101.
There you go. Right there.
At a strip club.
Drop some shit in front of
him. This is not real life.
Drop your phone. Make sure it's in a case. Just drop your phone in front of
him. And then turn around and bend over and pick it up.
Don't trip, though.
Oh, I'm so clumsy. You said boot gang.
I'm trying to pick it up. No, y'all are giving the worst advice.
Oh, my God.
Right in front of him, and then you're like, right when you gotta time it right because you gotta see him when he's walking or whatever, or if you got sitting at the couch, just drop it, turn around and bend on him, and then when you get up, kind of stumble and fall in his lap, like, oh, silly me, I'm so clumsy, I didn't mean to do that.
This is why you're not a woman.
If I hear a woman say silly me, the fuck out of my face.
Leave.
You have to go.
If you say silly me,
your wife, silly me.
That is, I'm so clumsy.
Who the fuck says silly me in 2018?
She's there for kids,
in New Zealand. Yeah. If she's like 85, man.
No one says silly me.
Silly me. Good God gracious, silly me.
Oh my
goodness. I do declare, I didn't mean to drop my phone. Like, who the fuck are you hanging out with? What old ass white women are you hanging out with? Nobody 20 says
the guy
that.
Is much older.
He but would, she's not.
He will relate to that language.
She's speaking his language. Yes. Yes.
Y'all are honestly on crack.
Oh my God, dude. I'm done. I am so done.
Silly me.
Just don't talk to him.
Oh my God. Can we please move on? Did we? I don't know.
No, we didn't because y'all giving her shit
good.
Advice.
She good. Nah,
just
you
do
got
it.
You
all right.
You
right. Look,
drop your phone.
Amy.
Drop your phone.
Amy, this is the official advice. Just look cute. But not, oh, you know, don't do them all. Just look cute.
She probably already look cute.
Nah.
To be honest, Amy, I'm going to be real with you. No, for real. This is really what you, well, she said she wanted to make the first move. The first move, how you make the first move is making him make the first move. But anyways.
You don't have to play games, Amy. Just talk to him. Yeah. It's that simple. There's no games. And we're
like,
guys.
And like you
most
said,
most of us are stupid anyway. We're not going to get your game. We're going to be like, what the fuck are you doing?
And then,
just talk to us.
And then plus, like she said earlier, they have mutual friends, so it should be some type of.
Oh, yeah, we forgot about that.
Introduce me to the guy. Yeah,
that's some comfort right there. You know what I'm saying?
Ask one of the friends, be like, yo, do you think he might be interested?
Right.
That's easier than playing all these weird games.
Oh, yeah. Wow. We should have just said that.
Duh.
All right.
I eat through this motherfucker.
Get it, Beezy.
We go, Beez.
All right. So, next question. So, we have a question. So, we have a question from Delonte.
Delonte West.
You're stupid.
So, I was dating this dude's mom.
What's happening, y'all? I go by the name Delonte. I got a question for the crew. What do you guys think about the chase mentality in dating? If a new girl or guy shows little interest in you, do you continue to pursue them until they show interest, or do you say fuck it and move on and find somebody who actually takes the time to make you feel like your time is being invested in them? For example, I know many women like to be chased, but the chase be having some niggas looking desperate out here thinking they have chances with girls who are borderline feeling harassed by dudes who think women are playing hard to get. Damn. What are your thoughts? Now, I will just be the first person to say, there is something that I saw that I was cracking up. Somebody posted this thing on their Instagram story and they were like, every woman has that one guy in her DMs talking to himself. And that is honestly so fucking accurate. It's so accurate. And it's not even like the regular DMs because you probably don't follow him. It's like the outside DMs and they just keep on. You know how you got like the request? They got a request to talk to you? You know,
on Twitter?
Yeah. No, on Instagram. Yeah.
Talking to themselves, how? What are they saying?
Like, you're not responding.
Yeah. Like, you're not responding.
Keep going.
Okay, for example, it'll be somebody that maybe you meet once and then, you know, they follow you on Instagram and then they're like, oh, I'm back in your city. Oh, damn, that's such a nice selfie. Or damn, what you doing tonight? Or when you coming back out? Or damn, I'm like,
she's not responding.
I'm not responding to you. I'm not playing hard to get. I just don't like you. Yeah. I don't know you.
Is
I don't like
some
you.
Shit like, I miss my grandma? Do they ever say some shit like that?
What?
That's what I'd be saying. If I was talking to myself, I wonder how my grandma's doing. I haven't seen her in a while, you know. that's the first thing I thought. Talking to themselves.
That's
you know
how
what
you
I mean?
Slide in there?
Yeah, slide up in the DMs talking about your dead grandma.
Good ass pod.
That gets you super ignored.
I'm writing this down.
I mean, like, if I'm going to be ignored anyway, I might as well do something that amuses me, is what I'm saying.
You are so stupid. I mean,
why not, you know?
It's content.
Stupid. Yeah.
So the thrill of the hunt, when do you give up?
Yeah, what do we think about the chase mentality in dating? I mean, it can be good up to a certain extent.
I'm too proud for that shit. I get
depressed.
But you
know what, though?
Because if you're out here, like, craving... never mind, nobody get that one. Craving the Hunter, Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah. that's a good
y'all
one.
Y'all get it, but I don't think...
Hey, Spider-Man. The question was, what...
So you gonna drug the girl and bury her alive and hope she comes back and digs you? Is that what you're gonna do?
That's kind of weird.
Whoa. That is a little weird, but hey.
Anyways, Rod, the question was... the question was, what do we think about the chase mentality in dating? You know, if somebody shows little interest in you, when do you continue or stop pursuing them?
Are still doing that nowadays, where they play hard to get?
Oh, come on, dude.
Yes.
Come on.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to be busy, though, yo. They be busy.
Is that what they say?
Oh, my God.
They do be busy.
But there are signs to know, like for example, if you're like, yo, do you want to do something? And they're like, I'm a C, or I'll let you know. Or just like those little, like, basically this is code for no, this ain't never gonna happen.
But I've never been a fan of the chase, whether I do it or whether somebody's doing it to me or whatever. Like, it's just,
you just want that organically connected.
Yeah, it's just like, yo, if you like me, like, damn, like, what's up? Yeah.
When I was younger, it was for like,
they used to chase your stagecoach down the street. Ralph's not here.
Time just looking at that one, we're like, yeah, I'm gonna get her right there, and then you know, trying to go get her. And sometimes you win, sometimes you lose.
Yeah.
But when you win,
but when you do, you keep on doing it though,
right?
At some point, I mean, you'll know. At some point, it's time to give up. But if they give you enough signs, hey, you keep going. But
I get tired real quick. I'm like, nah, bro, I'm straight
too.
Yep.
I'm the same way.
That's how I am. Yeah, I'm like, yo, well, I'll just move on. Like, it
took
me
a year to get this one girl.
A year.
She was dating somebody, but I finally got you.
There you go.
You finally got that motherfucker though.
Everybody, it sounds like you're hunting though, right?
I was
tracking her for a year, just waiting in the woods.
Every time, strike up a conversation.
Yo, you don't stick with her for the whole year.
You
want it like that?
Go get your own,
and then you ain't even want it like that.
Yo, when I got it though, oh man, yeah, she was crazy.
There's none there that good. I'm gonna chase you for a year.
No, but
it's a thrilling really. Hunt. Like,
it's
yeah,
not, no, it's not no, thrilling
at all.
So, what is thrilling about it?
I don't know. Sometimes it's just like
for the person who's being chased. Oh, you're talking about from the chasey or from the chaser.
Nah, if you see somebody like, I think if you see somebody that you like, that you're interested in, mm-hmm. and they just happen to be in a situation of dating somebody, you know, then it's just keep coming back and checking and checking.
Like, I'm being a homewrecker. I know. So you mean,
no, I don't break up,
break up vaginas.
Y'all are admitting to being simps and being proud of.
That's not being a simp.
That's totally being a simp. She's in a situation. You can come back. Are you done yet?
No. Are you done yet? It's not like that. It's not like that because I'm.
Is it like a case of like forbidden pussy?
That sounds tight.
That's Iggy Azalea's next album.
What, tight or forbidden?
Hey man,
I think it's one of those cases where
in some cases probably it depends on
because it's probably like the thought of like what you can't have or what you could have if you tried hard enough.
I don't care that much. I just don't care that much
because I'm not gonna sit here and try to pretend that.
Never mind.
Everybody's fucking somebody.
I wasn't wasting my year just.
Didn't that one point?
They're putting the X on the calendar like.
Oh, right. Like it?
Nah.
Turn back around.
Yeah.
Didn't at one point you said that you love crazy pussy?
Oh, like, absolutely.
So, in a sense, if you. Well.
Bruh, thank you.
Exactly. No. But in a sense, couldn't that fall under that category?
Could it fall under what category?
Like. If a girl likes to be chased and like plays games and all that shit, but like you could tell she look crazy or whatever.
No. When I say I like crazy vajay, I'm not talking about like I might really go to jail crazy. Like I'm chasing you. I'm standing outside your house peeking the window crazy. No, I'm talking about like girls who are like a little bit touched in the head.
Touched.
A little bit touched by Jesus.
Touched by that's not by Jesus.
It's by somebody. Yeah, Jesus, like, he just missed. He just caught the ear, and she's a little bit off. He's a little bit weird. I like that. I like weird girls.
One part of the brain a little smooth.
Yeah, the one part of the brain's a little bit harder than the other. Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about.
Good night, kid.
Those are the best
Good
ones.
Good fucking night.
Because those are the ones that have no inhibitions. They're just like, they're just crazy like that, but not like, I'm chasing you, and I've already told you no 6 times. And you keep coming back around like, no, I don't want that.
What if she was like there to begin with and then you found out she was crazy and then she started doing the chase thing and you were like,
I don't want that.
You don't like the chase at all.
No. First of all, I'm a guy. So I don't need to be chased. If I want to fuck and a girl wants to fuck me, I'm not gonna be like, no, stop.
Oh no, we weren't talking about you.
Nah, I'm not doing all that bullshit. Like, okay, let's do it. Like, no guy likes to be chased by a girl. Because what guy is going to act like they don't like the girl they like?
Right.
If you have low self-esteem,
I
don't
have a problem. I feel like it's a lot of celebrity niggas doing that shit.
Fuck that shit. Ain't nobody chasing
me. Y'all want to race? We be out there like 6ix9ine. Chase me, baby. Let's go.
No, I don't think many dudes are really like that. Like, if a girl expressed interest and we have interest, mm-hmm. we'll just be like, cool, let's do it.
Done deal.
Girls, on the other hand, not trying to be overly generalizing, but some women do like to be chased and to be caught.
Yeah.
I don't have time. If it's maybe one or two, like it was like, hey, do you want to go out? I don't know. I got to see what I'm doing. Oh, girl, he likes me. And then the next time I ask, then you say yes. All right.
Yeah.
But if I ask you 3 fucking times.
And you still brushing me off.
And you still playing bullshit. No, fuck you, man.
I don't have time.
Not fuck you, but like, no, I'm not doing this.
I don't have time for this.
I'm going to leave you alone. I don't want to bother you. I feel like I'm being an asshole now, so I'm going to leave you alone.
It's either that or you must not like me.
And that's it.
And I'm gonna just stop.
I'm like, gonna go right. That
yeah, yeah.
Right.
It's not that deep. Like, no dude wants to be chased.
Hmm. Nope.
Okay.
Why you say like that?
You know some dudes that like to be chased?
Not by name.
Oh.
I don't associate with that many.
I got you.
What was your take on it?
My take on it? My take is I feel like to a certain extent it may be useful to comb through whether like to see how somebody to see like determine the level of interest basically but beyond that it kind of gets tedious and like you know manipulative. But if you're utilizing it to see you know how much
it's like a gauge factor
and I wouldn't even do it in a sense where it's just like, oh hey, can we go out, and you're like, no, I don't want to go out with you, and then you call your girls like, oh my god, he liked me so much, like that's stupid. Right. But I think if it's kind of like calling a bluff type thing, I think a lot of people
do. What they do. Wait, anyway, this is
what
I'm
calling you. Hold on. I'm confused too.
Well, explain that. Okay, so it's not like, so if a guy says that he likes you, right? Mm-hmm. That may be true. But you have to determine, like,
is it serious or not?
Yeah, and not even serious to where, like, you expect a guy who that you don't know that well to like you in a way that's, like, super deep and intimate or whatever, because he doesn't know you that well. Right, like, obviously, you'd have to spend time to get to know that.
Right.
But it's just like, damn, like, you have to kind of figure out, like, where his interest, I guess, stems from and, like, what his intentions would be,
You're not going to get that until you agree to talk to him and hang out with him. You're not going to get that by being like, nah, I can't hang out with you. No, I really can't help you.
But I think some guys kind of just, you know how like people say that they're shooting their shot? Some people don't even shoot to make it. They just kind of shoot to see if they can get on the court. And so it's kind of like,
I don't know that.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's because y'all play games. We have, that's what the whole shooting the shot shit is. Yeah. Like, I'm trying. I don't think I have a shot, but let me just try and see what happens.
Yeah. And I think a lot of, well, not a lot, but I think that some women feel like, you know, I don't want a guy who just shoots a shot just to see if he can get it on the court. I want to see if like he actually has, you know, done enough to see if he can maybe make it, or, you know, like basically has paid enough attention to me to like see, you know, like what I like, or I don't know. I just feel like,
Delonte, if you writing in, bro, whoever you writing in about, you probably just need to get that one up and try somebody else. Because you got to write in to ask us how long you should be.
Oh, that might be a while.
At that point,
it might be time for you to let that go, bro. Yeah, you're going to get somebody. She's going to call somebody on you for stalking and shit. Mm-hmm. That's going to end up locked up.
Beat your ass.
Mm-hmm.
That is the downfall of the whole chase thing. Because it's kind of like, again, like when people aren't straight up with what they want from you, it can seem like mixed messages, and then you're, oh my god,
yeah,
oh,
don't get me too Delonte.
Yeah,
that's all I'm saying.
I saw this crazy ass story one time, I think on Twitter, about this guy who he used his like airdrop to like send his number to this chick and like basically ended up stalking her. No. It turned out to be this crazy story about this girl. He saw this girl, I think, at Wendy's or some shit. No, he saw this girl at Wendy's and like, I think, ended up like looking her up based on her name tag or something she was wearing.
It was
crazy. like via Facebook or whatever, and like figured out where she was via her location and tried to meet up with her and like had this whole standoff. And it was this crazy ass shit. So don't do shit like that. You know, like, don't lead people on to the point where it's like you're doing too much. But I mean, I don't really find fault with like just a little bit of it. Just a little sprinkle.
Okay.
Yeah, team meet a guy that's like, fuck this bullshit. Somebody else just as fine.
Great, but you
that
have to
be fun with.
But you have to be willing to take that risk though.
There shouldn't be a risk. It's either yes or fucking no.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Delonte, for your questions. Don't forget to send the rest of your questions to isthemicstillon@gmail.com or to our Twitter account. Until next time, we'll see you guys later.
Peace.